Hey everybody, welcome to Dram's Four Dummies, emphasizing the four because last time I said with a lot. So I guess we're still new enough that the name is in flux, but I'm pretty certain it's going to be Dram's Four Dummies, especially since...
Not with dummy.
Well, it's with it. We're the dummies, so it is Dram's with I'm dummies, but we're making the video for the other dummies like us.
You're a smarter dummy. I mean, you're like an advanced dummy.
It's all relative, right? Yeah, right? Like, so yeah, I'm advanced to you, but to most of the people that are watching this, I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and maybe not. We'll see. And like we were talking...
Nobody, before, I don't think anybody's watching.
So if you're watching it, then we actually release the channel and the video. And thank you for, I don't know why, how you got here, but thanks for watching. Keep watching. And if not, then it's just my brother and I drinking bourbon and with a camera in front of us.
Which is great.
Which is awesome. And that's the whole point of this video. And so just so you know, so my, if they're released, this is episode 3. And my wife, before we released them, watched episode 2 and gave me lots of critiques of the things that I was doing wrong. And the biggest thing I do wrong is I had too much introduction and I talked too much, which is absolutely a true critique.
Has she been in one yet?
No, but she wants to be in one. I know, that's crazy.
I feel like she needs to get in it before she starts really.
Well, she would have the same critique because she'd be sitting there listening to me talk.
Obviously, I'm part of your introduction. I apologize. I'm supposed to be quiet.
I like the riffs. Okay. That's what I need because otherwise I'll just get locked.
Well, I'm your brother, so.
Bust the balls, interrupt, do all the things. So I promised Aaron and myself, and I'm going to try to tighten it up. I don't need to tell you guys. If you've watched the first two, you know what this is about. I don't need to say it all. But just the really long story short is, we've got these great, awesome bourbon tubers out there who we love and we've learned a lot from. They're so elevated now. They're winning awards. They have their own bourbon labels, multiple studios. I mean, they're mega international stars that I think there might be a place for a dummy like me and my dummy family and my dummy friends and junior dummies to like just come in and like just relate with where you are, that you love bourbon, you love whiskey, you don't necessarily know why and what, you don't know all the rules, you just know you like it. And sometimes when we watch those elevated guys, we feel a little silly because like I'm not pulling those notes, I don't know what they're talking about, I don't know, you know, I can't smell this and know it's a Jim Beam versus a Buffalo Trace. And anyway, so that's kind of what we're doing. And I'm all about blinds. I think that's fun for me to do blinds because it strips away all of the labels and the prices and the biases. And so now I'm just sort of, like I said last week, I'm an introvert. So I naturally will just sit here by myself and do this and talk to myself and do my scores. And that's kind of fun for me. But really, bourbon and whiskey, the value of this as a drink versus a vodka or a beer or whatever even, is the social aspect of it and sipping it and having friends and family and to enjoy it and share thoughts about it. So I'm like, all right, maybe this will make me bring in awesome, fun friends and family so that we can share this together and talk. And we're all going to have different perspectives. And that's where I think maybe the value comes in for you guys is that, you know, Josh is going to say something that I would never say about what we're drinking and that you may connect with. And I don't, but that's there's no right or wrong in this game. It's like if you like it, you like it. If it's $10 and you like it, great. If it's $1,000 and that's your jam, like good on you. But it's just kind of fun to sort of enjoy it, get different perspectives, learn about
there's the a good $10 one out there. I'd like to know what that is.
There's not a great 10, but there's some 15ers. Yeah, J.W. Dent and, you know, Ancient Age, which maybe isn't 15 anymore. But there's, so like the Jim Beam Distillery and the Buffalo Trace Distillery, all the big boys, they have like their bottom shelf that you never know it's their distillery. So it's the same distillate. It's just younger maybe or whatever. So you can find, well, before we even started shooting this, we had a little plug of Evan Williams Black because that is my... It's always in my cabinet because that's what goes in my Cokes, my bourbon and Cokes, and I'm just sipping on that at night. And you guys know it's at 86 proof. It's actually probably a little older than minimum. It's probably anywhere from 4 to 6, but it's cheap. I got a 1.75 double bottle for $24. So that is, that's so that would be like a $12 bottle, right? If you did just a single bottle of that. And we sipped it, and he's like, this is good. He's pulling out all these ridiculous notes and stuff, which I'm hoping he can keep, continue to do for you guys. But, and it's Evan Williams Black. That's the fun of the game, right? So I talked about it last episode, but, you know, talking about these blinds, I did a blind recently by myself. This should have been on camera. But I had a $30 bottle, and I all the way up to a $130 or $160 bottle, all around the same proof, all around the same types, and the $35 bottle won. And it's on my top shelf right now. Old Granddad 114. Old Granddad 114. I've told you to get that. I don't think you've owned it yet either. That's an insider tip. So Josh has brought us a bottle, brought me a bottle. Well, he's going to take the bottle probably. I will probably get to keep it. But I don't know what this is. In a minute, he's going to show you what it is. And the fun is, if you've got it at home and you're drinking, don't show it now, though. But yeah, it's in there. It's in the brown bag. Then you could pour yourself a finger of it too, and swirl and twirl with this while I say ridiculous things, and you're laughing at me because you know what it is and I don't. But that's the fun of this. But first of all, real quick, so you've already ascertained this is my brother Josh. He came up in episode 2 as a preview for this.
Yeah,
and yeah, talking about, you know, the fact that I don't know if you own Glencairn glasses.
Right? I do. You got me to buy them.
I got you the...
Yes, you told me what to buy.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll see how that's...
Well, I got 6 of them in my house right now because of you.
6. That's... You could either pour one wicked blind or you could have some friends over.
I mean, you know, normally I'm just drinking out of one. But, you know, and I drink some tequila out of it too. So I don't just drink bourbon.
That's... Yeah.
I don't discriminate and use liquor.
Well, I was going to ask. So first of all, if you're not into like the extra añejos and the añejo
that's what this is.
Age tequilas. Yeah, like, but I mean, like, for my bourbon people that are like tequila, if you haven't done that yet, like, yeah, pour, get yourself a good tequila, pour it in your Glencairn.
Different show.
It's so good. Yeah, that'll be a different show. But so summarize, how did you get to bourbon? How did you get into this?
It's an easy summary. I didn't drink bourbon really. I didn't think about bourbon. I obviously have had bourbon. I mean, the first drink I can remember drinking socially at a bar that wasn't beer was bourbon and Coke. I just ordered bourbon and Coke. So whatever well shit bourbon they pour into the Coke is what I drank.
Did you order because you'd heard about
it?
You just...
No, I just wanted a drink and I knew it was sweet and it didn't have any kind of... I mean, it didn't, like, wasn't bitter in any way. And, you know, I mean, everything you drank when you were that age was just well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mix Coke with bourbon, it tastes pretty good.
Right.
You know, and that was the first experience I had with bourbon. So I never really drank bourbon by itself ever. I never really thought about bourbon by itself ever. And I really didn't even drink any liquors really by themselves ever, unless it was a shot, until tequila. And tequila is what really introduced me to fine liquor and enjoyment of fine liquor. And then when you started getting into the bourbon thing, I was like, well, I'll try that, because I had already been drinking tequilas like that. So
right.
it was an easy move.
Well, you were a huge vodka guy.
Yeah, but the vodka was mainly just for mixing and doing. I mean, I wouldn't drink vodka by itself. Now, I would have a martini.
Right, which is pretty much by itself.
It is pretty much by itself, but it's still different than just drinking it.
Right.
But yeah, no, I like vodka a lot, and I was really into high-quality vodkas, because better the quality of the vodka, the less the hangover, the easier it is for the system and all that stuff. And vodka is great for mixed drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want a party drink, if you can manage your alcohol. I don't recommend vodka for people that don't manage well. I've had a lot of beer drinkers that have gone to alcohol or that have gone to vodka that haven't been able to handle that because they drink it like they're drinking beer. Well, you can't do that. You know, you got to drink the water with the vodka.
You don't know you're drinking, but you're drinking.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely a talent.
Yeah. Right. Well, and you and I would probably, you know, bust your balls on vodka sometimes. Because our dad, too, the vodka guy, right? Vodka martini, vodka Gibson, actually.
Man, I buy where I got that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been, you know, you're a lifelong drinker. So you're sure you're a seasoned drinker. And you've only really been doing whiskey and bourbons for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
A few years, maybe. But I would always harass you about, you know, the whole thing about vodka is the whole point of vodka is to not have flavor.
Right.
Right. So the best, purest, most filtered, oh, this comes from a glacier. Oh, it's like water. You know, it's like you don't want to taste it. You just want that refreshing and maybe a little something. And then, of course, bourbon, as we know, is not that at all, right? Like, I'm a proof whore. I want it from the barrel. I want to ride. I want to feel like I'm... I always kind of equate it with riding a bull, where if you don't smell it right, drink it right, ride it right, it could kick you right in the ass, you know? And that's, to me, that's fun. Like, because there's depth and there's complexity and there's layers. But also, that's because... It had to be made a certain way. It had to age in a barrel for years. Whereas vodka, it's like they distill it, put it in a bottle, and go.
Yeah, I had a Russian in Las Vegas that told me how to know you're drinking a really high quality vodka, which they know vodka. Mm-hmm. It's like milk food. So, but if you freeze it in the freezer,
okay,
and you pour it into a glass, it'll come out almost like a slow molasses.
What,
like
syrup?
Like it comes out slow.
Not icy, just like a...
Not icy, just super slow. Like, so it's almost like it's almost has gel in there on the
bottom.
And that's how you know you're drinking a really high quality.
Did he do why? What makes it a gel?
I don't know. She didn't have the exact science. I didn't ask her about the science aspect of it. I mean, I should have. I think she was an oncologist.
Have you done it?
Huh?
Have you done it? Put a really good vodka in the freezer and pulled it out?
I've had lots of vodkas in the freezer. So they do pour slower than ice or gel.
It's weird.
So it's weird. I never put those two things together before.
Yeah.
Until she had mentioned it. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I did the science behind it. Why? That I do not know. I'm sure it's on the internet.
And then does it pretty quickly go right back into a liquid as soon as it warms up?
Or... Yeah, no, it gets in there, and then it's pretty much a liquid, but it just comes out of the bottle slow.
You see, I'm not, you know, I'm telling you how much I don't know vodka. Like, I don't drink the clear ones. A gin I can do because it's got layers and flavors. I don't do vodka. I'm a bourbon guy. Just like I'd be a red wine guy. It sat usually an oak barrel. Usually. It's aged. It matters where the ground it came from was, the terroir, all that. Like, I geek out on the science of that and the kind of, like,
the wine people do that.
Social, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it matters, you know? Like, we talk about Ben Holiday. I'm going to shout him out in every episode. But Ben Holiday Distillery in Weston, if you draw the line across, you know, we're not much farther north than Kentucky. And a landscape in Weston, Missouri, and the limestone, deposits and water that, why is the word I'm looking? Not creeks, but you know, but anyway, the aquifers, right?
Mm.
That's the same thing they're doing down there. So then you get really genuine, what you would think of as Kentucky good bourbon. You can get that out of Missouri because the climate is similar and all that, you know. So anyway, geeky shit. Again, if you've watched, you know, my guest influences the music that's playing in the background, which you kind of can hear, not layered in, just back there, because that's just what we do, listen to music in the room. And he mentioned a few things, but he threw out blues right off the top of his head. Blues kind of sounds like you're sitting there, you know, drinking in a smoky bar or whatever, you know, enjoying bourbons and whiskey.
Our dad.
Well, I love blues. Yeah, right. So
we love blues and blues.
So, yeah, he loved the booze and the blues. Did plenty of both growing up, I'm sure. But so... He passed away a few months ago, and so as soon as he said blues, I latched on to his favorite band, which is the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And so on our Spotify here, we have the Paul Butterfield Blues Band radio station going. Like right now, it's Rycooter, Crow Black Chicken, which, okay, but I love it. Boomer Story from the album Boomer.
Have you had a black chicken yet? You got chicken.
I got my first three chickens.
Didn't I know you have chickens?
No, they haven't. We're learning now. Now you're learning.
I mean, that's an unusual thing to have in a suburban.
In a suburban little old neighborhood, yeah.
Not, we're not in the country. Not yet.
No, I'm not supposed to add them here, but I just didn't ask permission. So, I
had a certain a farm or something?
No, it's one of those things where
the livestock.
The city says by special permit, which means you got to go ask them permission, which means they'll probably say no.
Or they'll charge you something.
Yeah. So I just set off. Just give apes to my neighbors, make sure that they're happy, and then I don't get turned in. And I got a privacy fence. But yeah, my first four or five chickens actually were black Australorps. Mm-hmm. So they're black. Crow but black now I've got, Crow Black Chicken. I had Crow Black Chickens. Now I've got two Buff Orpingtons. So now they're gold, orangey, yellow chickens. So yeah, you learn something about
all meat. Tying together.
So, as you're watching still, if you haven't clicked off this weirdness, leave a comment if you also own black chickens or gold chickens. Yeah, exactly. It's this is where I'm supposed to say click, subscribe, like, follow, notification is the whole thing. Yeah, probably. And if you're seeing it, that means there's also going to be a link in the description for Patreon. If you really want to
just follow and
support this, yeah, we're getting into it in a second.
Watching you.
This has been
following what you.
This has been. I don't know how old this is. The rule is that I've learned to get. When I say rules, there are no rules. It's just what we all have heard and learned on our own. Is a minute for every year of age. So if he brought me a 15-year, then this should stop. See, don't say that. I'm saying that. See, I'm not supposed to know anything. Don't give me any facts. But it should be out for 15-plus minutes. The longer a good whiskey sits out, the better the air gets. This has been sitting out long enough. But then we swirl and twirl, a la Matt Porter, because that brings in more oxygen, and it gets it to coat the glass. So, again, I'm going to score this dude and talk about this dude. Oh, wait, before we do that, you got to show him what it is. So, show. I'll not look.
Oh. Yeah, show what we're drinking. Would you look?
Show what this not to clean.
Hold on.
I'm not looking.
All right. I just showed them the front. I probably. Yeah, I don't think they need to see the barcode or. I didn't show them the back.
Yeah. All right. We're good?
All right. We're good.
All right. Diving in. How long have we been? I don't know. Idea. Are we 10 minutes in or is it?
I don't know. She's probably mad.
She's mad. We did way too much. Okay, well. My very first nose, and the reason we did the other way is black. Little chug, by the way, if you haven't heard this. If you're going to drink something good and you want to get a good analysis of it, have a little something first, right? Don't let the good bourbon be your first drink of the day because your palate is not going to like it. It's going to be harsh at first. So you kind of wake it up with an 86 or a 90 or 100 proof. But my very first nose kind of smells similar to Evan Williams Black, which is funny. So I can't imagine it is.
No.
I don't think that's what he would have picked up off the shelf.
I hope it's better.
Man, if he picked Evan Williams Black and I nailed that, that'd be so funny. But it really does smell very similar to what we drank. But
it does.
Doesn't it?
I'm not going to lie, it does. But here's what I'm picking up right away.
Yeah, pick it up off your. Now, don't give me.
Oh, I can't tell you.
You don't. Well, you can give me what you're picking up, but don't say anything that you really know.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Oh, you know what it is.
Well, I didn't look at what.
No, okay, I'm not about that. Okay,
I need reading glasses to know what that shit said.
He's got. This is why we do different personalities too. Like I've said, I'm terrible with tasting notes. I get feels. I get whatever. This guy pulled out off Evan Williams Black. He pulls out like complete scenes.
It might not be real.
No, it's real. Whatever you pull. It's what you get from it. There is no right or wrong answer. So what are you pulling?
Okay, so this is going to sound weird. Okay, do you remember the Marathon bar? The chocolate bar, Marathon bar?
Yeah, but I don't know if I've ever had it.
So it was chocolate and caramel, and that's all it was made of. But it was really long as a braid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I used to always like it because the longest candy bar was this big or something.
Jesus, I don't know if they might have discontinued this.
Or Dan used to bring candy bars.
He's a lot older than I am. But
yeah, but your dad used to bring candy bars home or whatever your mom wanted, you know, or this and that. And I think he probably did it for you, too, maybe, but you may not remember.
I got jelly bellies.
You got jelly bellies. Yeah, you always did jelly bellies. Okay, so, yeah, it's got like a Marathon bar. So I'm picking up, like, some chocolate and caramel.
Yeah, absolutely. I can go chocolate. I get a little nut in there too. When you start, and that's the thing, the influence of person telling you something. Once he starts talking about candy bars, I'm like, well, yeah, but in that caramel.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little peanut maybe in there. There's a little grape or a little.
Like a chestnut or something.
A chestnut.
Like, see, like a burnt chestnut.
Who's actually had a chestnut other than singing about it?
Haven't you had a chestnut?
No. No.
Why?
I smell chestnut. Only in poems and on Christmas carols.
As well.
Yeah. I'd like dare you to go give me a chestnut and tell me what it tastes like.
Oh, chestnut.
This is why we do this channel right there, because never you guys are out there laughing too, because you're like, I know, I pull crazy shit out.
It triggered swearing early.
I will say
that's actually really good. Butterscotch. I'm getting butterscotch when I put it in my mouth.
Okay.
That's got Werther's. Werther's candy coming from Grandma. Grandma.
We're back in Grandma. We're drinking out of Grandma's old glasses, by the way.
Yes.
Old Wonder glasses.
Yes. No, Werther's candy. I got the butterscotch going.
I will say off the nose, I'm going to predict this seems to be very, very traditional bourbon notes, very smooth, probably not super high proof. The color in the glass is mid lightish, so not super old, probably. Maybe in that 6 to 8, I don't know. But you never, that's hard to know, but I definitely know it's not going to be a finished whiskey, probably. It's not a double oaked whiskey, probably, because it'd be a lot darker. But it does. It's feeling a little one, not one note, a couple of notes. Not super complex. It smells the same every time I come back to it. But there's a little bit of
Werther's candies. I'm getting, like, when I put it in my mouth, it's like I'm eating a Werther's.
But there's like a, yeah, there's something else up there. There's a little spice, a little baking spice, that little cinnamon and maybe nutmegs. It is developing as it sits in the glass. A little bit of that kind of cake frosting, that kind of sugary, sweet kind of on top.
Yeah. Hello.
Like wedding cake.
Kind of frosting. Real light, real kind of sugary.
Like buttery, like a butter.
I'm gonna drink a little bit first because that usually wakes up the nose a little bit before I start.
Oh, yes, ready yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just talking and it takes me forever.
Wait till you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what you said. So good. Whoa. First impression. Super light in the palate. Refreshing, kind of. I was saying watery, so probably lower proof. It kind of just sort of washes over the tongue. It doesn't have a ton of flavor. It's again kind of that sweet, caramely, just nice, refreshing kind of feel. But the finish, holy cow! Like the finish really like it's got way more going on in the finish than it does in the palate in the mouth. Like it's like all of a sudden it feels complex. It feels like it's got a little spice in there. You got that Kentucky hug when you feel in your chest. They call that Kentucky hug.
I didn't know that. I just learned something.
There you go. It's got a little bit of a little funk in there. I could go with Evan Williams Distillery in the fact that I pulled some nut off of it. I'm getting a little of that kind of sour funk in there. It could also be a weeder, but
can I be flat honest with you?
No.
I don't even remember what I did.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
I showed them that, but I didn't look at it. And then I saw it in the place and I thought it looked good. And then I asked him, he's like, man. And then I don't remember.
And we have two things going right now. First of all, on his way here, he stopped by Bubbles.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bubbles. You got to add your local store. Support local. Only go to your local store. Form relationships. That's how you get the good shit. Justin last week swung by Bubbles, got himself a bottle on the way. Josh swung by Bubbles, got himself a bottle on the way. Jeff knows my palate, but we don't know how much Jeff really looked at that bottle to say.
I had it in my hand. He said, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
So I mean, that's the level of.
But Jeff likes different things than I like, so maybe it's good for Jeff.
Maybe.
It could.
He probably put it out there because he liked.
It could be a wheat.
A wheat, huh?
A wheat. Yeah, like it's got, no, so wheat and rye difference, so. A weeder would be like if it's a bourbon, you're at least 51% corn. That's always going to be your major grain. The secondary grain, the thing that's next highest on the list, that's what determines if it's rye or wheat. So if it's a weeder, it might have 25% wheat. If it's a rye, it might have, like the Holidays, they have the exact same mash bill. They just switch that rye in their wheats. It's like 25% wheat, and in their ryes, it's 25% rye. I don't know, man. Okay, so I got to get some scores. I'm bogging down. I'm having too much fun.
I mean, I don't even know how to score, but I like it.
It is so good. I mean, it's approachable. It's crushable. I said the same thing about Justin's bottle last week, which is funny. Like, if you had friends over that maybe weren't big bourbon heads and you just wanted to give them something to get them into it and talk them through it, and they weren't going to, like, blow their palate out and, like, offend them and, you know, oh, it's so hot, right?
So hot.
This would be a good one. And it's super, super traditional, super sweet. There's a little bit of layers in there, too. Ooh, there was that nuttiness. I got a little licorice on the nose now or something. It's getting better. Again, when you drink, somehow that your nose opens up too. Ooh, here's Booker T and the MG's Jelly Bread.
Oh yeah.
Jelly Bread. From the album Soul Dressing. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Okay.
I drink my Irene. Is that bad?
I think you poured more in my glass though. And I've talked.
Yeah, you are.
You really
want. But it is your show.
You're a drinker. Once you get in, it's drink time.
You gotta enjoy it.
Well, you're supposed to last a long time.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long was this?
No, not the episode. That's me.
How long did that last? Is that 15 minutes?
I don't know. How long did it last, everybody? I mean,
15 minutes seems like a long time for like a little pour of liquor. I mean,
it's real good. You take a sip and I just did it. That's the thing number two that I was told not to do that I've already done probably, is that when I taste, I sometimes go.
What's that do?
And it disgusts Erin. So she says, stop smacking your lips when you, I'm smacking.
Maybe that's what all the aficionados do.
I don't know, but I need to be better. I need to see if I can do it differently. Hold on. So it's chewing it, you swallow it, and then you kind of just go work your mouth. But yeah, don't see, Erin's disgusted right now. She's and so is other people.
I flashed forward about 25 years right there. I was like,
oh. The ASMR people are either really happy right now or they're really turned off. I don't know. Like that, they don't like that smacking lip sound. This was throwing me. I would say I don't think this is going to be a top shelfer for me. I think that it's solid, good bourbon. It's not going to offend anybody in any way. The finish is fun, but it's not necessarily fun
finish.
It's fun, yeah. It's because the rye happened. It does well. It's a mixed bag, so it's like the nose is like, "Ooh, we're gonna do something." And okay, talk about the ride, right? Like I like it to do something. So it's like we're gonna go for a little bit of a ride. It's got some layers in that nose, and then the palate goes, that's gonna kind of go for a little canoe ride, a little smooth sail across the lake, and then the palate's like, no, we hit that little like around the corner. There's like the drop, like the waterfall, and you're like, oh shit, and you're like, now you're like, gotta take it for a ride, and it's like fun, and the adrenaline goes up, and you're like, well, that was fun, but also it's kind of unpleasant, and you kind of thought you might die when you took your canoe over the edge. But this one, we didn't tip it, it didn't spill out, but it also was like,
it's got you wet a little.
It's a little rough. got you something. So it's like, as it's doing these, I'm trying to stay. You like your rhythm and all over.
Well, you say a fun finish. I mean, what's the difference?
So the point of that finish was, this is 4 minutes of me trying to get to the finish. Gosh. Is that it does like have a lot more complexity and a kind of a lot more experience in it than the rest of the pour does. But it also has a little harshness and a little bit of that bitterness and a little bit of that kind of like just ethanol going on. So, which kind of goes back to youth, maybe. So, I'm gonna go eight. I'm gonna keep it as an eight nose. I'm gonna go seven mouth, seven finish. Could maybe go to a 6.5 finish, but I want to be nice in my third episode.
Just do whatever you want, man. I am not personally attached to this.
I know, but
I literally picked it up and looked at it. I liked it. It seemed to meet the criteria I wanted,
mm-hmm.
And then. So I'm not personally, I have no, like, there's no emotion attached to this. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
I don't have any more left, but I just gone hit.
Like, about to brew this or put this in a pepper. Sorry. Distill it. I apologize, right. Bourbon Nation.
Sad to watch.
Let it hear that. Roll up a barrel. Like, I got to roll the barrel and flamed it myself. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I might have been a little more offended.
Right. Like my first episode, I did blind barrels and they were all craft. They're small distilleries, and I did not love one a lot. And so if it's out there, they're like, screw that guy. Like, and it is. It's like super personal.
Share it. Well, you put everything into it.
I know. Who's this asshole? Whatever. So, all right, I'm going to knock it down to a 6.5, again, that started off as an 8 because I'm just high on life. I'm excited to be here with you guys and my brother. And I'm like, that's fun. And then you keep coming back to you. You're like, man, maybe.
So off speed.
I think Huff beat
the shitty one.
His wasn't shitty. This is a good one. I need to get my calculator real quick. I need to figure out where my calculator is. Unless you can do this real fast, because you're a math guy.
What are they?
8 + 7 + 6.5 average.
My average is like 7 point something.
I could have done the 7 point something.
7.3.
Yeah, 7.2.
That's close.
All right. Which 7.2 on the Matt Porter scale again? That's a good bourbon. That's a good whiskey. So we'll re-drink it. Bring it out for us. I want to see it.
Well, let's see.
Oh. Okay. So this is interesting. Because this is one I've seen, I've heard a ton about, I've never bought it, so that's fun, right? Like last week, I got 1792 small batch. I've never had 1792. Horse Soldier, they're Huff. Tell Huff you bought Horse Soldier. He loves it. He loves this stuff.
I've never had Horse Soldier, and Huff loves it?
Yeah.
You've never had?
You and Huff are... Like, you guys are...
We are.
You're more brothers than I am. Yeah. So it's 87 proof, which is funny because when we smelled it, I was like, this kind of smells like what we were drinking before, which is Evan Williams 86 proof. So our proof-wise, I sort of nailed that. Maybe I do know what I'm doing. No, I don't know what I'm doing. Forged in Fire. Straight bourbon whiskey. I'm trying to see what it says about this. I don't know. So United States, no, I don't care about that. Horse Soldier, uniquely complex and aged and charred new oak. Okay, yeah. Horse Soldier Bourbon. It's a theme. I do this on an empty stomach, so then it hits me fast. So, carefully crafted. They use all these words.
Do you need...
Green burst. I do need my reading. So, this doesn't say... Aged a minimum of 2 years.
Minimum.
That's minimum. You can't get much more minimum than 2 years. So what that means is that this is a blend. There could easily be 4 year, 5 year, 3 year, who the heck knows. But the youngest thing in here is 2. Because if it was older, they would say 3 or 4 or 5, right? So for the fact that it's maybe a predominantly 2 or 3 year or 4 year bourbon and whiskey, the color they got on it and... But like I said, it wasn't offensive. It didn't have a lot of complexity. Very easy to drink. When it drops off in the palate like that, that kind of tells me low proof. So I sort of nailed that. Again, this would be something I think for the price. I'm just guessing that it's more than, let's just say it's 40 or 50. I don't know. I would buy this for friends, or I'd buy this for myself because it's got this cool bottle. It's got a cool story.
It was a cool bottle.
Yeah, it's got.
I think that bottle might have got me.
Well, it's by veterans, right? So
it is by veterans.
There's a story.
Sorry, I do have an affinity for veterans.
He's a veteran, kind of.
I'm a veteran.
Probably 4 years, three plus years.
They let me out early because the ship was being
sent. You just left early.
No.
We're not doing this.
The ship was sent to Yokosuka, Japan. It was going to cost like $1,800 to fly me back, so they let me out early and paid me.
Well, this episode...
And if somebody says, hey, man, well, I would have done the same thing. And somebody's going to pay you.
When this episode gets big, I don't want him to get arrested. I just know they didn't make him get back on a boat. That's true.
They did not.
They did ask him to do some reserve duty stuff that may or may not have gotten done.
For all intents and purposes, it was done.
He did serve. I've seen pictures of him hanging.
I have an honor discharge and all my benefits. So whatever.
I've seen him hanging off the cannon of the gun, being a clown like my brother would be at that age. In the Persian.
It was hard.
Hey, man, I didn't. Hey.
It was off the coast of Iran.
Did a study hard than we were doing. I'm sorry. That is not a dig on military people. It was just a dig on him. Why he ended up in the military.
He didn't study silent like it. I was like, you're disparaging all military.
Anyway, I would say if you're just looking for this bourbon experience, you could get this cheaper and easier to find. But if you want like a nice, easy drinking bourbon that's kind of got a good story behind it and looks cool on your shelf, then the Horse Soldier, absolutely. That's cool. So this is the fun of this. This is really why I'm doing this show, is so I can get to people bring me stuff and I get to drink it. And at some point, you guys are going to be my patrons. And you're going to send me shit, right?
Right.
So So now what I have to do is, and this is actually is awesome that he brought this, because I did the Blind Barrel episode on my first episode by myself. I meant to kind of tie Blind Barrel back in with Huff, and it would have worked out, but I forgot, so I poured other stuff. But I now know that I can get my Blind Barrel samples back out and make a nice blind with the Horse Soldier and a couple of things from that Blind Barrel that I got this last shipment. So I'm going to pour those real quick. We're going to keep talking. This is what might get cut in the edits, but it's also kind of fun. So it's Tingle Break. It's Search a Leg Break. It's Josh Talk to the People by About Life. I don't know. Mortgages. I need this.
Nobody wants a mortgage.
No. Oh, I just moved the whole camera. Speaking of moving, I banged it with the book. And we don't have the camera up, so I may have ruined the whole shot. The rest of the whole episode is I should probably check the
He disappeared back.
Oh, hi.
Hey. You already can see us, but we couldn't see each other. So I just want to make sure I didn't completely destroy the camera. So now we're listening to Jimmy Vaughn, Baby, Please Come Home. Classic Jimmy Vaughn. All right.
Like the Godfather. Yeah. The Godfather plays the blues.
And in that particular picture?
Yeah, I was like...
A little bit. He does have that picture there. Oh, Little Walter, Hate to See You Go. Little Walter seems...
Walter, yeah. Walter's been in some scraps.
Walter's lived life.
He's gone through a windshield or something. That mustache is a little crooked, like it's been through a windshield.
I don't even know if the mustache. Is it a mustache?
Look, there's only pieces of fur.
It's like scars are raking up the mustache.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if he's really got teeth on that left right side.
Or top. Sorry, you guys aren't seeing this, but look at Little Walter, Hate to See You Go album, and you'll be like, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. Because that guy is, when he sings the blues, that guy,
he's had some.
He's having them right now. Well, he's dead now, I'm sure, but
yeah.
So now again, I just took his Horse Soldier and poured a blind for us. I would usually show you guys what we're drinking, but if you guys haven't heard of the Blind Barrel service, amazing fun service, 60-70 bucks shipment. I can't remember what it is. I should really look that up since they're going to be an official sponsor really soon. But in this case, they work well proof wise with what Josh brought, so I feel like this will be interesting to see what Josh thinks about these drinks. And now they're in a different order, so we don't know what we're drinking. And so I have my 1, 2, 3. I'm going to do my scores. We're going to do this together. He's going to take his notes. We're going to talk about them.
Is this 1, 2, 3?
It's 1, 2, 3. Oh, it's whatever.
This side?
I've got to write. I've got the letters underneath them, so I know what they are.
Oh.
So
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but if you mix them up, it doesn't matter. You do you however you want.
Okay.
But for your own sake, if you wrote something about one and then flipped it around, then you'd be confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We're going to dive into this. See what we can do.
Okay.
All right. Have fun. Talk out loud if you want to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoot him. Yeah. If any of you wanted to shoot him
off. You know, I've spent a lifetime pissing him off. So it'd be just perfect for it.
Just throw 3 back and be like, that's my favorite. Well, it is called, the Rams for Dummies. So someone comes in and starts shooting the bourbon shots.
He's like, ooh.
Oh. Not Horse Soldier on my first glance. Ooh. His could be, but.
No, it's not.
That's
I definitely know the difference of that. Horse Soldier was a lot smooth.
And traditional.
More yacht rock.
It's not gonna fit anybody.
Right.
It's like, this one makes you think a little bit. The one I
had at McDonald's, it's like,
oh, the first one might be because that had a little bit of weird finish. Michael McDonald's is just smooth from start to finish.
This is good. This is good. Okay, so
I can't wait to. He didn't pull any of his fun notes yet. He gets to pull fun notes now. Yeah. I want to hear MTB Lobby.
Oh, Abby, it's not there. I'm not strong.
I want to hear Grandma.
That was a wine thing.
I want to hear Grandma's ass.
This is not the same. Well, sir.
But that is, going back again, if you saw episode 2, sorry, old story. Our dad, again, worked in a wine business for a while and did tastings for dummies like we're doing. And
live. He didn't use the internet.
No, he just went live. But he was just like us. Like, he knew enough to talk and sound smart. And then people would come in and for a party, and you know, they're drinking their wines and they're trying to be smart for their dates or whatever. And then he'd either like shoot them down and make them feel stupid.
I'm sure he did that a
lot. Oh, I can't imagine.
I'm sure that's why he got fired.
Right. See, yeah. But also he would talk about just the influence, right? Because we don't know what we're smelling sometimes. And so like he'd be like, it smells like shoe leather. And they'd be like, oh, I do smell shoe leather, because he is the expert. So when he says something like grandma's attic, all of a sudden I'm like, it is grandma's attic. I'm getting that musty note. But the good ones really get a musty note. I just work on influence. So,
all right. You're not going to like this one. I'm getting the lacquer smell.
Okay. That's one. Yeah.
Like a lacquer with like sawdust.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's going to be, yeah. So first of all, your oaks, you're getting a lot of oak in there, probably.
Like a sawdust oak lacquer.
But you're getting that almost chemically, yeah, medicinal.
Just, you know, heavy alcohol, I'm sure.
Sometimes youth will come out as ethanol, as you'll get that kind of
burn. That could be.
Yeah. I'm not going to say, I know what's in the flights. I don't want to give, like, I'm just going to give scores, thoughts, and kind of put them in an order, but my first one's nose is very unique, but it's kind of a mellow. It's like a.
Now, when I put it in my mouth,
soft fart.
When I put it in my mouth, I get like a real quick vanilla bean, but still I have the sawdust overtone. Now, that's what
I should put it in the same order. So when I say you're first, but then we'd influence you. We have different orders. So I don't know how you're drinking. And this one looks, yours, the angle of the light is weird. Yours look crazy dark and mine look crazy light.
I think they look the same.
I think they're all pretty light.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, like you said, they're aged about the same.
Right? They're proofed similar, and I will tell you they are aged similar. Sometimes I'll throw wild cards, but these are pretty similar.
Well, I would have thought with my price point, I would have been older and been. But I mean, I didn't get to look at it very long before.
Oh, 2 years. 2 years is tough. I would never buy a 2 year off the shelf.
I was looking at it.
And it looked cool.
And I did that.
I'm going to bust his balls.
No, you need to bust his balls.
You told him.
It was outside of my box. I did not
tell him. It's good. It is good. But what you paid for it isn't probably worth the money.
Yeah, no wonder he liked it.
Yeah,
I'm a lot of money on that.
I'm on commission tonight.
Yeah.
But that looks good on the shelf.
It looks great.
But you don't keep things on shelves.
No, I drink them.
Yeah. I mean, he buys one bottle at a time, drinks it all, gets another bottle.
There's no collection of any alcohol in my house.
No.
It's,
if it's there, it's being drank.
I mean, there's vermouth. There's vermouth there.
But it's being drank.
No, the vermouth is being drank. They got like one drop here and there.
This is quirky. I'm not going to give this an 8 on the nose. I'm going to give a 7.5. That's me being real harsh.
I thought we were just supposed to rank them.
We do whatever we want.
I do whatever I want.
The way I rate them is I scoring. That's my deal.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put this on like that right there.
Oh, you're looking to place them? You're gonna place them like that, and then
I'm just putting them there for that. Right now, it's number one because it's the only one I drank.
I mean, oh, I like it. You don't want to actually, just like you in school, you don't want to actually take notes.
It's going to be visual.
Just show we got them on the spot. Is it?
And you can move the spots around.
Hey, Strands for Dummies, right?
Yeah, right.
A lot of you are like, why does he take so much time and take so many notes? And then this guy's like, you're like, yeah, that guy. You're like, yeah, I like that one. I like that one. Let's go. Let's go party, right? Why are we sitting here talking about this for so long? I don't know what else. I'm like, I don't know if these scores are accurate at all, but we're going to get there. So
this brings you back to a specific memory.
This is unique.
So, pop-up carnival. St. Joe.
Oh, shit.
Bouncy house.
Oh, my God.
He, like a warm bouncy house. You walked into the smell that hits you when you're in the bouncy house as a kid and when it's warm outside. That's the first note I get.
Cow. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
What a good, fun memory.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what
I get. Like hot, sweaty,
rugged. It's like a rubbery, plasticky,
socks.
Yeah, fear and adrenaline.
Maybe some bare feet people.
Oh, yeah. There's some B.O., a little B.O. on that nose.
Yeah, look.
That, I can't think of any positive thing in the nose of a hot, bouncy owl.
I mean, it's probably a good experience, though. It's fun.
Yeah, right. You're enjoying it, but you're like, ugh.
No, but it's definitely got like a rubbery, like plasticky smell to it.
I'm like, we're drinking the same one right now because it's like, I now you say it, I'm like, I can kind of see where you are. But I like this one a lot more than
that. Oh, it's got like a, but I mean, it's got something else to it. I'm just saying that bouncy house thing came to me.
Dude, that's funny.
I think it's because it's got another note besides the plastic and like the feet and the sock thing probably was making that other note.
So here, okay, I'm going to keep shouting out awesome channels because that's how I'm going to get, like, love. So Stuff and Whiskey, love you guys. And Erin on Stuff and Whiskey, she talks about the stinky feet note. She has... She pulls stinky feet note, yeah.
Who?
Erin on Stuff and Whiskey.
Yeah, well, no, this has definitely got some black cheese or, like there's a cheese.
There's a funk.
It's like a bouncy house cheese, but warm.
So I'm gonna tell you what I think that sometimes is, that little funk you're talking about, that sour funk.
Yeah.
That to me is usually coming from a wheater.
A what?
Or meat. A wheat.
Oh, a wheat.
That sour kind of, it's almost like it's that extra funky mixture, kind of a little bit of a sour grain. Okay. It's like funk a little bit.
Wet wheat.
Yeah.
Was in the silo too long.
Hmm. And now we're drinking and paying a lot of money for it.
Right.
I gave this one I'm drinking an 8.5.
You know, they just laugh at the fuck.
Oh, what they're making?
He's like, oh.
Well, the big boy all making. Oh, yeah, right.
They put it in there. They'll ship it out.
We all know.
What a cool label.
If Wild Turkey, Buffalo Trace number one, and then Wild Turkey and Four Roads, if those guys put out anything and they put a big price tag on it and put fancy words, we all buy it and they're just laughing. But these craft distilleries are not doing that. They're working
now. When I taste this, it mellows out a lot. Now I get like a way into the cream mess. It's like a salt, like a salty, salty caramel, like almost like a salt oat powder.
Salt oat caramel. And are you getting that? Where are you getting that from? Are you dipping your oatmeal cream pie in a caramel?
Salt. It could be like a oatmeal cookie, like with the cream in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a salty oat.
I'm so happy to have Josh on for episode 3. Like, is it either this is the kind of shit that people are like, what in the hell? And they like turn us off, or they're like, I gotta watch these guys because I don't know what dumb shit these dummies are gonna say every time.
No, but I'm.
But I love it.
I'm getting a salty oat when I taste it.
This is he and I talked before we got on the thing too. Like I work so analytically that I'm trying to find the right answer.
I don't know what I'm doing.
He's whimsical, so he's pulling literally just sensations. And Matt Porter talked about that in his tasting or his nosing video about it's not really what's in the glass. It's not really what it's made of. It's what it connects with in your brain and what memory and sense pops up, and if that's positive for you. So that's why, again, there's no right or wrong answer. There's no like.
I mean, have you ever had that saltwater taffy where yeah. It's like a caramely saltwater?
But you went salted oat.
It was like salted oat caramel is what I really taste.
I've never combined oats and caramel, but I like it.
I mean.
No, I don't think you're wrong. No right or wrong. I'm not pulling any notes out of shit. I don't pull anything. I'm like, that smells good. That smells rich. That smells. This thing I'm going right here smells sweet. And smooth and rich, but not deep, not old, not proofed. But I know what's in it too, so I don't know what's in this class, but I like it. I did 8.5 on the nose, which I agree with. I'm going to leave some in there for a second.
I mean, I really like it. It's replaced the first one.
Oh, so you're ranky. You're going 1, 2, 3 on rank.
Is that okay?
Sure. I like
it. Problem?
No, I think it's fun. That way your order doesn't really matter because it's just the glass will go where it goes.
Right, yeah.
It's like a podium.
That way I don't have to write anything down.
I know. Of course it works that way. All right, I'm going to go to this guy. What is this? Booker T and the MG's One Mint Julep.
An abundant julep. But the horse race? Was it the Kentucky Derby maybe?
It's where they have them there for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, it's Kentucky, right?
I've never had a mint julep. Have you had a mint julep?
Yes.
You have? What's it taste like?
Minty. Yeah. Muddled leaves in there. Erin loves the juleps. She loves the getting like the foliage into the glass.
She's a gin person.
She's a gin person and a vodka person. And she's getting into the whiskey. She's going to be on here.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun to have her.
She thinks mom should be on here.
Oh, God. You should bring mom on here.
Just for the comedy?
I mean, let's just let her do it. She'll drink it. She'll drink whatever.
She will definitely. Yeah, she'll be it. Yeah, put it in her hand. She'll drink it. And she'll.
Mom, you can't have wine while you're drinking.
Right. Can I have water? Why are you putting so much little in each glass? What's the fun in that? Yeah. How am I supposed to know if I like it if I don't get to have like a gallon of it? Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, no offense. I'm sure we get this from you.
We don't get fun until we're drunk.
Yes.
And also belligerent.
That's just the way of the family.
Yeah. That's
so unique. See, now this one's more... I think I'm picking up caramel apple with the peanuts on it. You know, like the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Caramel apple with the, you know, the peanut crust around it.
Yeah, it's a good note.
That's what I was trying to put my finger on. What is this? Like you bite into a caramel apple and that first flavor you get the caramel with the nuts and the apple all together. That's kind of where I think
caramel apple with nuts on top is a fantastic bourbon note. Now you tell me, expert. Is it a green apple or a red apple?
Oh, red. It's got to be red.
I've never eaten a
green apple caramel.
But you know what green apple tastes like tart?
I do, but I have never had a green apple caramel.
Yeah. But is your apple note tart or is your apple note mellow?
It's more of a mellow apple.
Okay, so it's a deep red Washington apple or
apple
note. The booze is hidden.
Wiring. Yes,
this is Dad's favorite song, I think.
This is one of them. Yeah, we're on Paul Bunnefield. Yeah, it's a good one.
Oomph. You might have the smallest nose in the family, actually. Got the biggest head.
You're terrible for this. Like, I was like, I'm digesting, I'm making a final analysis in the final glass, and then you interrupt me, and I'm completely distracted, and now my score is nullified.
You're not paying me.
I'm dropping that down to a 7. I don't know, the finish probably is a 6.5. I'm going to make that up, because I'm mad at him, and I know it's his boss. So now, you have your, you have booze left. Are you not finished?
Well, I mean, I just thought I'd...
We celebrate while I add, because I got to add now.
Oh, that's good. That is good. They're all good, Brad. None of them were bad. It wasn't like there was a bad one.
That's the problem with doing good stuff, is like, how do you differentiate between good
stuff? Yeah, I mean, this was slightly better than that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nothing's bad, but...
Well, that's pretty fun, really.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters, if it's fun.
Yeah, well, I get to hang out with my brother, so we can count this as brother time.
Yeah, because you never get enough of that.
No, we don't. And we're busy people, but you know, it's nice to get together.
And it's the value of doing this, right? It's like it forces me to bring someone in this case my brother.
Yeah.
Last week it was my buddy Justin, and then just share time together and talk, and this is the fun of bourbon. This is what makes bourbon so much better to me as whiskeys than any other beverage, because of the time it takes to make it and then the way you have to sip it and enjoy it. You can't. Yeah, I can put. I'll do a bourbon and coke later tonight with my Taco Bell, because that's what bourbon and cokes are for, is Taco Bell. But when you pour it in your Glencairns and you're swirling and twirling, it's like that's time to like you slow your life down.
Hmm.
You don't scroll on your phone. You talk to your friends and your family. You connect, you laugh, and it makes your soul happier. So that's why we love whiskeys and the bourbons. So, do you have yours in number one? So I've rearranged mine into, I think, first place order as well. So your number one was what? What's underneath it? An A? Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, this is a fun twist. His number one, you said yours was A.
Yeah.
His number one was this, which is, doesn't say anything. His number one was the Chambers Bay Blue Label Straight Bourbon. This is a weeded bourbon, which, again, if I feel like people who like a smoother, sweeter drink like weeded's better. I like a little bit of spiky rye, so I like rye better. So this is a 95 proof, 4 year old. It's from Washington, and the fun thing about this one is they are aged in like boat houses, like dock houses.
Oh, so they move around?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they're on the Washington.
I was just thinking outside the box on that one.
Well, Jefferson started this. There's a brand called Jefferson's.
Jefferson, like the founding father?
Yeah. So they put Jefferson's Jefferson's put their barrels in boats and they sail them around to slosh them and to get them
with the bourbon.
Yeah, because it ages them faster.
Oh,
so these guys kind of probably use. They're like, hey, we're on the coast. Let's use the coast. So, but talk about terroir, right? Northern, cooler, sea air. It's sloshing. It's moving. So Chambers Bay, I think, is really interesting. I don't know what my score was. I know that my first was your bottle.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah. And you got a 7, what I gave it before, 7.2?
Yeah.
7.3 this time.
Oh, so it went up a point.
0.1.
0.1, yeah.
But it's not on the official, it's a 7.2.
What do we call that? We call that a basis point.
Yeah, sure. So the fact that he brought the winning thing is awesome, because the other ones was by far better to me. But I'm also not a weeded guy, and to be, let the cat out of the bag, the other two are both weeded.
And that was a rye?
And that's, I don't know their mash bill, actually.
It doesn't say on there?
Nah, it doesn't say shit.
Can you not see it?
It doesn't say it.
So it doesn't say what their mash is?
No, I have to look it up.
Okay.
I'll look it up someday.
It's probably weeded.
Maybe I'll put a graph.
Probably rye, because if you liked it. I mean, you.
But I didn't love it.
But you 7.3'd it.
My number two is your first. Chambers Bay is my number two.
Oh.
As a 7.
I like the Chambers Bay. It was really good. What was number two for me?
Chambers Bay.
No, the number two. What was the number one for me?
Your number one was, oh, I'm sorry. Your number one was Chambers Bay. Number two was Whiskey Acres.
So mine was my last.
The one you brought got
my least favorite.
Your flight. Yeah.
Well,
good job. Whiskey Acres is an Illinois bottled and bond bourbon. So it's 100 proof.
Okay.
It's a 5 year.
I think I like 100 proof bourbon.
100 proof's a good
number. I think that's where I'm at.
Not too hot.
Yeah.
Not too smooth. But yeah. The good news is you brought the best bottle today.
I did.
So good job, man. Yeah. Accidentally. You picked it up because it had a cool bottle.
And then
Jesse, you're having a bad day. You're like, whatever, I don't want to talk. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you, Josh, for being here with us. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell if you like this and you want to see the next person in this seat, probably Jeff.
You want to see me again.
Yeah, and then why don't you, if you're like, bring back Joe, because that's when you know, like, we're really rocking, when you bring back guys for, like, a repeat episode, you know? So, yeah.
I'm 100% chance of fun. You probably want to see a hot chick.
That's my wife. I'll make her bring some cleavage.
Right.
Well, yeah, no, she did do it. So, all right. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
That was fun.
That was awesome. Thank you. Stop this, you know, the end of the thing.
Yeah, it was taken, then, to my mid-end.